Hello, DDP listeners. I'm Paul White. It's the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 22nd of October, I'm glad you're with me today. I have been sitting today and looking through the Psalms and made it to this 27th Psalm. We spent the last several days in 23. There's really good stuff in every Psalm. That kind of goes without saying. But I've had a good time reacquainting myself with a psalm I spent some considerable time in back in the early part of this whole quarantine. I was, like the rest of you, basically confined to my house or local town for months. It's not quite so much that way in Georgia now, but back in late April, early May, I started doing some Zoom calls with different churches, different ministries who were sort of utilizing, some of them utilizing the technology for the first time. And I had a church ask me to speak to their church via Zoom. Everyone was in their own homes. And we had a pretty large collection of people that got together on one call. And here we are in the middle of this swirling chaos where there's new information every day and people are crying into the world, and we've all lived through it. And I just felt so powerfully to dwell on, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" That's Psalms 27:1, and that's the subject that I want to talk about today, because I really came at it in that lesson from a New Testament perspective. And that is so perfect for what we're doing. We're looking at Old Testament stories through a New Covenant lens. I'm working through the Psalms. I'm just over 5 months removed from that message titled, and I'll give you the title in case you want to go look it up and listen to it maybe for the first time, maybe listen to it again. It was titled, "The Question, Whom Shall I Fear? Whom Shall I Fear?" And it's a great question. It's a question that the psalmist David asks. This is really a declaration of his faith. He shows all of the stuff that's going on, but ends up trusting and believing. He has some moments in the chapter, in the song, of doubts, some worries, some things he's concerned about, some things he's troubled about. But ultimately, he trusts in the Lord, he waits on the Lord, and there's some of the more famous Old Testament declarations of praise and faith that occur in this 27th chapter. But let's focus today on the question, "Whom shall I fear?" And just as I did in that message back in May, I want to approach it through the New Covenant lens. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says this in verses 27 and 28. "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. What you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." Now, don't fear the death of the body, but nothing that they do in the body can hurt the soul, that separate entity. "Rather fear him who's able to destroy both of those things." And then Jesus doesn't use the word hell. Jesus says Gehenna, or Vale of Hinnom, the Valley of Hinnom. This is a trash dump of dead bodies that are the dead bodies of vagrants and strangers and criminals that's thrown just outside the walls of Jerusalem. It was perpetually on fire. They were perpetually being eaten by worms. It's a great metaphor for absolute destruction. Everyone there would have understood that. So this isn't really about eternity. It's about placing fear in its proper perspective. You can either fear people who can take your life, or you can fear the one who holds your life and your soul in his hands. Now then read on, because if you stop there, you go, "Well, my goodness, that's pretty depressing." But that's not Jesus's point. As you read on, you round out the context. Here's the next verse. Here's the next three verses, in fact. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Now, what I want you to notice is that it looks like on the surface Jesus is changing the subject. He says, don't fear people and kill your body. Fear the one that controls your body and your soul. And then he starts talking about birds and hair. You can buy, don't you buy sparrows for this amount of money and Father takes care of them? Aren't the hairs on your head numbered? And so he's not changing the subject. What Jesus is doing is he's assigning value, and he starts with birds. Think about how much a bird is worth. He goes, and yet they don't die without the Father knowing about it. Think about the very hairs on your, you know how valuable you are? You're so valuable, the Father has numbered all the hairs on your head. He has assigned a value to you that is far more specific than you assign to yourself. And once you begin to recognize value, then you get into verse 31. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So it's kind of like this. What's more valuable, a couple of birds or someone whom you would take the time to number how many hairs are on their head? Well, you wouldn't do that to the sparrow, and yet the Father takes care of the sparrow. How much more must He take care of you? The only reason this advice exists is due to the fact that we fear. This is reality. We are sometimes afraid of what's going on around us, but we don't have to be. We shouldn't live in fear. People around you, this is Jesus' words, people around you can only kill you. They can't take away your soul. They may be able to take away your life, but they can't take away your peace. They may be able to take the breath from your lungs and stop your heart from beating, but they can't rob your joy. They can't rob the stability of who you are in the eternal realm. And here's the beauty. Take the middle of 28 and the beginning of 31 and put them together. The beginning, middle of 28, fear Him who's able to destroy body and soul. 31, do not fear. You're of more value than many sparrows. In other words, the only one you should fear is God. But you don't have to fear God. Why? Because you're so valuable to Him. Let's go back to Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Correct answer is no one. Whom shall I fear? No one. Why would I? All they can do is kill me. The one that could do more than that isn't mad at me. I don't have to be afraid of Him. That's good stuff. Hey, man, there's more to say in this 27th chapter. I want to give you some homework. It's only 14 verses long. Give it a read. I think you'll be so blessed. We're going to do exactly that tomorrow. This is one of those we're going to read the whole thing because there's so much goodness here. We'll spend at least one more day, probably two, on it. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.